This is Twit.
This is the kind of the big story this week, and that's why I'm glad to have you on first and foremost to talk about this. Activision Blizzard was acquired by Microsoft. This news kind of came through, and suddenly everybody was just, lots and lots
yeah,
to talk about.
Pretty accurate.
there were just so much noise about it. I think what's really cool is I reached out to a former colleague of mine, and I believe a current colleague of yours, Megan Maroney, to talk about the Activision Blizzard acquisition. And what's cool is that you look at things from the business side, if I'm remembering correctly. So this is a great opportunity to kind of talk about that as opposed to just the gaming side, which of course was the first kind of, ooh, what's going on here? So I was hoping that you could start by letting us know kind of this deal going through, how much Microsoft paid for Activision Blizzard, in case someone doesn't know, and we can go from there.
And you know what? As soon as we start this, I realize that I don't remember how much Microsoft paid for Activision Blizzard, because that is quite literally not the part that
the news. Exactly.
cover. So essentially, the reason that this is relevant to me is that I am our labor and workplace reporter. And so I write about culture issues and what happens inside of a tech workplace. And Activision Blizzard is quite possibly the most chaotic tech workplace that we cover, which I'll get into in a second. And so the fact that Microsoft went and purchased this tech workplace that we spend quite a lot of time talking about for culture reasons leads to this huge question of what happens when one absolutely enormous business buys another extremely large business, and what happens to the people who work there and the companies when they try to combine. And so that's the angle from which I've been approaching this. I've spent quite a lot of time talking to people who work for the gaming studios that are already owned by Microsoft, as well as the people who work at Activision Blizzard, who will then become part of Microsoft, if that makes sense, if that's the perspective.
Yeah. That's absolutely. That's fantastic. So, yes, it's $68.7 billion.
There we go. Thank you.
Nearly $70
I appreciate
dollars.
That.
You're welcome. And I apologize for that that first little throw there, because honestly, that's what I was so excited to talk to you about, is the perspective that you have. So honestly, I just kind of want to, I'll throw in some questions as we're going through it, but I just love to hear kind of what you've learned as you've been hearing about, you know, this company being acquired, the sexism and discrimination that's taken place at Activision Blizzard, the fact that Microsoft is dealing with its own ongoing concerns there. I mean, there's a lot here. So yeah, take it away.
Yeah, absolutely. So for people who don't have the context for Activision Blizzard's history, over the last 6 months, we've watched both the state of California and the federal government EEOC, that's the Equal Employment and Opportunity Commission, investigate the, what I guess we could call like a toxic frat house culture that allows for gender and sex-based discrimination at Activision Blizzard. So there have been all of these revelations, basically countless horror stories that a lot of women who work at the gaming company have about the way their coworkers, especially men and men in superior positions, have treated them. And basically the state of California and the federal government have been investigating the company for sort of allowing this to happen. And so when the news broke that Microsoft was going to acquire this company, it immediately raises all of these enormous questions about what happens to a company in turmoil that has cultural issues that might be fixable and might not be. Honestly, the scale and scope of them sort of continues to amaze me. It's unlike anything we've seen at a lot of tech companies. So like, what happens now is the huge question here. And Microsoft has said, like they said in the call announcing the acquisition, that obviously they knew that there are a lot of culture problems they're going to have to deal with as a company once the acquisition officially goes through. The big problem here, of course, is that that acquisition could take 18 months, 2 years. The Federal Trade Commission may want to look at it, because there's a lot of questions about what does it mean if Microsoft is buying yet another huge gaming studio and shrinking the competition space with gaming studios, right? So all these culture questions are going to be unanswered for quite a lot of time. And other than that, like sort of the big thing people are asking is whether the CEO of Activision Blizzard, Bobby Kotick, is going to remain at the company after the acquisition. And while he and Activision have sort of taken the official position that he will remain, it does seem like from some reporting that it's pretty obvious he's going to depart as soon as the acquisition closes, which I think is kind of that big action we're going to see from Microsoft trying to fix the culture issues at Activision Blizzard, right? That's going to be a pretty easy thing for them to say if Bobby Kotick leaves. It's like, okay, Bobby is out. fixing the problems here is going to be a lot more straightforward. So it's kind of the general sum up of where we are.
Yeah, before Activision Blizzard was acquired, they had, I believe, fired more than 36 employees. They had disciplined 40 others, but Kotick was still in that role and was accused of not only letting this stuff continue to happen, but in some cases being a part of it as well. And I think what you are getting rid of the CEO who seems to be, you know, was reportedly very complacent in all of this stuff is one thing. But I imagine it takes more than just getting rid of the CEO. In your conversations with folks at gaming companies, what is kind of the thought? What is the method to fix these problems? Is it a matter of changing leadership? Is it a matter of changing, employee mindset? How do you even go about sort of reconstructing something from the mess that it currently is?
And so that's a huge question that I think some people wonder if it's even possible. And that's what's so bizarre about this. Microsoft is a company that is known for at least trying harder than most tech companies to try to address these issues, to like try to address cultural problems, to have standards that they try to enforce. There are a lot of people who've worked at Microsoft for an extremely long time who are very proud of that reputation and who feel like they've earned that reputation. And so there's also been some reporting that some people at Microsoft are obviously pretty unhappy about this because they see this as almost like an endorsement or acceptance of a bad culture in return for like a great financial future for Microsoft Xbox, if that makes sense. And so I think what we'll see here is that all of the like Microsoft standards and Microsoft cultural rules are probably going to be applied to Activision Blizzard more than they would be other gaming studios that Microsoft has acquired in the past. But how that plays out is actually the thing that everybody is waiting to see that we won't actually know the answer to until after the acquisition is done. But what we can be very confident about is that Microsoft is going to have to do quite a lot to appease both the upset workers at Activision Blizzard and its own enormous company, where I think a lot of people are kind of skeptical that it's possible to fix this problem in a way that will help Microsoft's reputation in the long term. So I guess it's a big test
here. Absolutely. I mean, as well as its investors, you wrote about Microsoft agreeing to compile a report on the status of all sexual harassment and gender discrimination investigations at the company. So this makes me wonder. So we've got that on one side where there, you know, have been these different investigations at the company, including with founder Bill Gates. So we've got that thing there. And then just yesterday, so we do a show, it's called Windows Weekly on the Twit Network, and it's all about Microsoft. And one of the things that one of the hosts, Paul Theriot, talked about is something that's been ongoing. I can remember as a younger person, I was never a gamer, but my father was, and listening to some of the nonsense, the horrible stuff on Xbox Live. And Paul was just talking yesterday about how it's just as bad, if not worse, than it was at that point. So with the knowledge that, you know, the company has had this Xbox Live culture of yuckiness, and on the other hand, they've got these investigations of sexual harassment, gender discrimination, et cetera. What are the thoughts about Microsoft being the right steward for evolving this company? And on the other hand, do you think that Microsoft buying this company had some level of I know I can't think of the term, of tone deafness? Is that it? Yeah. of saying, oh yeah, it's embroiled, but you know, this will be great for Microsoft in the end. Can Microsoft fix this given what it already has taken on and has not yet fixed?
I think it's a hard question to ask because I think it's really like you're asking, can Microsoft fix the fundamental cultural problem with gaming?
Right. True.
It's like, this is not just Xbox. This is PlayStation. This is every single game that quite possibly exists. Maybe Animal Crossing doesn't have this problem. But like almost every single game has a problem with the people who play it. There is a subset of people who embrace a culture that is very toxic. And then when it comes to the gaming world itself, the people who work in gaming understand that the reputation of game developers is not a good one when it comes to treating people with respect and kindness and basic human decency. And I know that sounds terrible, and I'm not insulting like most gamers. I'm just saying this is a cultural problem that exists across the gaming world. And I think we can all agree that it's a universal problem. And so Microsoft might not be the best person or best company to fix the problem, but I don't think there is one company that is particularly suited to be addressing all of these issues. I have a hard time thinking things will change dramatically, but I'm just a skeptic in terms of my workplace reporting in general. I think rarely you see things change in a really dramatic way at a company if there's a problem. Mm-hmm. But you know, there is a first time for everything. Microsoft does have an unusually strict set of corporate procedures for this kind of stuff. The fact that they're doing that investigation we talked about into, you know, compiling the report into sexual harassment investigations on the corporate level at Microsoft is a big deal. That is not something you see most large companies do. The report was initiated by a shareholder resolution, but the company really seems to be embracing the fact that they need to do that, which is not something we have seen at any company of comparable size. So, you know, I have a hard time making what I feel like is an accurate judgment here, but I feel like it is possible that Microsoft could be the right company for this. And at the end of the day, I think it is kind of moot, because regardless of whether it's tone deaf, buying Activision Blizzard is like freaking brilliant in terms of their long-term financial success as a gaming company. And that's really what they care about. Like, Xbox is a project they're not giving up on.
Right. Absolutely. You know what? That was just the perfect answer. Anna Kramer, I very much enjoy your workplace reporting over on Protocol, and folks can head there, protocol.com, to check out your work. If they want to follow you online, is there a place they can do that?
Absolutely. I'm on Twitter at @Anna_C_Kramer, Kramer with a K. I'm also on LinkedIn, where I post quite a lot. And if you want to talk to me, you can always shoot me an email, and my email is on the Protocol website and also on my Twitter.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks. Really appreciate you having me.